Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, Governor Gavin Newsom is throwing some hard punches directly at Donald Trump, and MAGA conservatives are flailing. They are pissed off because of it, because this comes at a time when Trump is getting hit from basically every direction. Let me just walk you through the past 48 hours very quickly. First, we got the producer price index. The PPI report showed that vegetable prices and other food prices are skyrocketing due to Trump's tariffs. His own tariffs are now hitting him. Secondly, Governor Gavin Newsom has been posting brilliant AI memes intentionally designed to get under the skin of Trump supporters, like this one, the AI meme of Governor Gavin Newsom being touched by Tucker Carlson on the right, Hulk Hogan, who's currently in heaven, maybe, in the middle, and then Kid Rock right there on the left. Governor Newsom press office says, so nice. But this triggered conservatives so hard that the Newsom press account continued to fight back and continued to troll. I want to walk you through that, but the third way that Donald Trump has got hit is a little bit more pressing and important. Let's just start here, because Russian President Vladimir Putin is rolling Donald Trump. We got reports early this morning that Russian forces launched 505 new strikes across Zaporizhia region in the past 24 hours. According to Ukrainiform, the report was issued, and the attacks include 15 airstrikes, 343 drone strikes, 6 MLRs, which are multiple launch rocket systems, and additionally 141 artillery strikes, all in a direct attempt to say, F you to Donald Trump and any Western leaders who thought they could contain me. You just rolled out the red carpet for me, is what Putin is saying. You just rolled out the red carpet for me. You clapped for me. You shook my hand and took pictures. And now we are making a fool out of you. It is actually disgusting, because Donald Trump not only promised a deal, but he promised that there would be very severe consequences if Putin didn't reach this deal. Putin didn't reach it. There have been no consequences. Actually, Trump has been silent. He melted down on Truth Social, not about the producer price index, saying that vegetables have increased in price, which hurts the most vulnerable Americans. It hurts all Americans, but food prices rising does hurt the most vulnerable of Americans who need affordable food, affordable prices. Secondly, beyond not talking about PPI, he has responded to Governor Gavin Newsom, but not very directly. Thirdly, he is not talking about Russian President Vladimir Putin. He is attacking the U.S. media. So while he's getting hit hard, he doesn't even have a coherent response. And this brings me on to what's been going on with Governor Gavin Newsom. Let's start off with this ad that his campaign just dropped. For a little bit of context, there is now a multi-month sprint on behalf of Governor Gavin Newsom. They're going to spend tens of millions of dollars to try to win over the California voter base on the fact that redistricting is not an option. It is not a treat. It is a necessity due to the way Donald Trump is currently acting with Texas. They explain it here.
Wake up, America. Wake up to what Donald Trump is doing. Here he is once again trying to rig the system. He doesn't believe in the rules. We can't stand back and watch this democracy disappear district by district. We have got to meet fire with fire. We're asking the voters for their consent to do midterm redistricting to level the playing field all across the United States. On November 4th, you have the power to stand up to Trump. Donald Trump, you have poked the bear, and we will punch back. This is a serious moment. Wake up.
Very well said, very powerful, but most of all, very necessary. Everything that Governor Gavin Newsom laid out, the stakes of this are 100% right. You know, he's been a rising figure within the Democratic Party for a few years now, for a while now, but really over the past few months has he excelled. For example, conservatives on Twitter are so mad. Make LA Great Again posted, Newsom is literally the biggest douche you knew in high school and college, but somehow became governor of the largest state in America. And they posted this photo of Newsom checking out a woman when he was younger. I don't know what age, but Micah Irfan, New contributor Micah Irfan says, Trump looks this way at his daughter, and y'all aren't the slightest bit bothered by it. Donald Trump talks about groping women, grabbing women, walking in on dressing rooms, and this Governor Newsom photo offended them? It's really enraging me how just gaslighty these people are. Is gaslighty a word? Because what they do is they say, Newsom's taking it too far. He's sexist and he's a douchebag. And then they'll play a clip of Donald Trump saying, yeah, I grab women because they let me do it. And apparently that's not a big deal to them. It actually sickens me. And the whole Epstein thing. That's a whole other... Like, Donald Trump genuinely was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Where's Make LA Great Again's tweet about that in particular? This brings me on to the AI meme that Governor Gavin Newsom posted and some of the punches that he was sending out in response. One more time. Can I back up? As Donald Trump is working with a failed negotiation and Ukraine gets struck more, as inflation hits and as approval rating on immigration sinks due to ICE raids, Trump is melting down on Truth Social about the media not treating him fairly enough. So Governor Newsom decides to continue trolling. His press office posted this. Again, it's Hulk Hogan, Kid Rock, and Tucker Carlson. Trump posts these weird memes like this all the time, so he's basically punching back. Now, a Republican named Conservative Mike said on Twitter, I just realized his name over here says the gay conservative. That's unfortunate. You're in the wrong party. He said, very disrespectful and blasphemy. That comes from Conservative Mike, the gay conservative. Governor Gavin Newsom then responds, oops, our bad. Sorry, meant to post this. And they show the photo that Trump posted of him as the Pope in AI. Again, what did I just say 2 minutes ago? They are so gaslighty. Conservatives were literally rolling on the ground crying because Governor Gavin Newsom posted this meme saying, this is incredibly disrespectful. But they are just blind when Donald Trump posts this exact thing. And this meme right here, the Newsom account, makes fun of Trump for accidentally posting the word Bela. I don't know what that means. Maybe he was trying to type the word Belarus? I don't know. But Governor Gavin Newsom then says, or the press office says, Donald Tiny Hands has written his autobiography this morning. Unfortunately, low IQ, he spelled it wrong. Beta. You will soon be fired, Beta, because of my perfect, beautiful maps. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And then Michael Knowles tries to say, it just doesn't hit. It reminds me of Rubio trying the hand size bit. It reads as inauthentic. Inauthentic. And Governor Gavin Newsom just says, okay. Just says, okay. And it gets a lot more likes. It gets a lot more engagement because Governor Gavin Newsom's team is absolutely shredding it. Right here, we have an interview with him.
Yeah, well, I think you should start with Shreveport, Louisiana, in Speaker Johnson's district that has 6+ times the per capita murder rate of Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco. What about the carnage, Mr. President, in Shreveport? Why aren't you protecting the folks there? 8 of the top 10 murder states in this country, red states. What bullshit? And everyone knows it. Everybody knows it. Again, it's acts of authoritarianism. It's acts of power on a person that is trying to use his moral, its formal authority, and it's depleting. And it's weak. It's increasingly weak, and it's increasingly desperate. And that's why it's important for us at this moment to meet him head on, not just rhetorically, but through substantive counteractions. And that's what we're doing in California with this ballot initiative.
Thank you. It is no longer the time for tough words. I watched a speech from a politician the other day, and I'm not going to say who it was because I respect a lot of these politicians a lot, but they were using very strong language and rhetoric and cussing a bit, but it's like, what are you actually going to do, though? What are you actually going to do substantively, because you do have things in your power? So no longer is it the time for strong words. Maybe that worked in 2005. I'm going to be 100% candid here. A lot of the Democratic politicians in this party now would have been superstars back in 2005, but in 2025, they're just not quite meeting the moment. I'm obviously not talking about Governor Newsom because he's killing it. Representative Jasmine Crockett is amazing. Representative AOC is amazing. James Tallarico, Texas State Representative, absolutely amazing. I like Ruben Gallego. I could go down the list for a while. I don't want to miss a bunch of names, but there are fighters. Well, there also aren't fighters. We've got a lot of weak Democrats, and that is what we are here to fix. If you appreciate the work we do, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.